like him sweet his friends, this year should be a special close for Avi Mar and Amy Morazi, for Meir ben Sarah Malka, for Shabi Amashila ben Risa Rose, for Baruch ben Sivir, Mordechai ben Sarah, Shimon Simcha ben Pini Yehudis, Nisim ben Lydia, Binyamin Simcha ben Edina Minya, Rizachai Michil ben Esther, Lishal Bracha Batzach Wachoman Seyedeim, and space in the Torah, Morv Rabbi Akon Agala, Rodovi Tzach Man Zetzal. It says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chav Tes, Vahib read this Moshe Mahar Sinai, when Moshe was going down from Har Sinai, Ushnei L'chos Eidus Biyad Moshe, and the two tablets of testimony were in the hand of Moshe, Berit Atom in Ahar, when he went down from the mountain, Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav bedabarito. Moshe didn't know that his face was shining when he would speak to him. When somebody would speak to him, his face would shine. There are numerous questions on this pasuk. Look in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the Alshech that asks what happens berit Atom in Ahar, because for it starts talking about how Moshe went down from the mountain. And then it says that Moshe didn't know that his face was shining when people spoke to him. But what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from the Har? That the pasuk doesn't tell us. Because this Moshe lo yada was when people spoke to him, not when he went down from the mountain. Also, there's a kefil in the pasuk. It says, Vayhi bered this Moshe mehar Sinai. And then Vayter in the pasuk it says, Bered atom in Ahar, when he went down. Why does it have to tell us twice that he went down from the mountain? Also, it says, Vahi beredis Moshe. It's mashma that it's coming to say that something new was occurring. Vahi beredis Moshe, may Har Sinai, and it happened. When Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai, what? What was Mischadish? What new thing happened? Also, why does the Pasuk tell us about Moshe's shining face in the context of him not knowing? First it should say that his face shone, and then it should say that he didn't know. But it doesn't say that. It says Moshe didn't know that his face shone without even telling us in the first place that his face shone. And Moshe didn't know that his face shone when people spoke to him. Why doesn't it first say, and his face shone, and then it should say, and Moshe didn't know about it? Also, how is it possible that a person shouldn't know that his face is shining? I mean, shouldn't he feel there's something different going on inside of him? Pasuk Lamed, it says, Vayar Aaron l'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe, v'hine karan or pana v'yiru migeshes eilav. And Aaron and all the Jewish people saw Moshe, and behold, his face was shining, and they were afraid to approach him. So the Alshich asks, what do you mean, Es Moshe? It should have said, Vayar Aaron, Chol B'nei Yisrael, V'hinei Koron Arpana. We know we're talking about Moshe. So why does it have to say Es Moshe? And also he asks, says, Vayar Aaron b'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. Why does it say Vayar? It's Vayiru. Vayiru is plural, like it says at the end of the pasuk. Vayiru migeshes eilav. They were afraid to approach him. And also the word Vihine, Karan or Panav, is miyutar. Should have just said Ki Karan. What's the Vihine? Vayar Moshe b'chol b'nei Yisrael Es Moshe, Vikaran or Panav, wouldn't that be great? What do we need the Vihine for? And also it says, Vayiru Migeshes Eilav. Why doesn't it just say that they couldn't look at his face because he was so shiny? What's the fear? What's the Mora? Also, when it says, in the pasuk Vayiru Migeshes Eilav, it's mashma that they stood in their place and they didn't approach Moshe. So they didn't move back, they just didn't approach him, they stayed in their place. But then it says Vayiter in pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayikra Lehem Moshe, Vayashuvu Eilav Aaron, etc. So it's mashma that they distanced themselves. They had to now come back, come close. But that means that they had distanced themselves, whereas in the previous pasuk, the implication is that they didn't move from their place. They were afraid to approach him, but they didn't move from their place. And that's in fact what the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban say in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ayin Sham, She'esrachaku, that they distanced themselves, and Moshe had to call them back. And that's not the mashmos of Ayur Megesha Seilav. Later on, Pesukim Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, Vayechal Moshe Midaber Itam, Vayitein Alpanav Masveh. So Moshe finished talking to them, and he put a cover on his face. Ubevo Moshe lefnei Hashem ledaber ito, yasir es hamas v'atzeisa, v'yatzav v'dibra el b'nei Yisrael es asher yitzave. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu came to before Hashem to speak to him, he would remove the mask. He would remove this cover until he went out, and then he would speak to the Jewish people what he was commanded. So the Alshech asks that from what it says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel Vayichal, it would appear that when he spoke to the Jewish people, he didn't need the covering, he didn't need the mask, because it says Vayichal Moshe Midaber Itam Vayitein Alpanav Masveh. So when he's speaking to them, he doesn't need the masveh. However, when it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Ubebo Moshe, etc., Yasir es hamas v'atzeiso, he would remove the mask until he went out, and then he would speak to the people. It's mashma that when he would speak to the Jewish people, he would have the mask on. So it's mamash astira mineube, mashma pasuk lamed gimel, no mask when he spoke to the Jewish people, and it's mashma pasuk lamed dalet that they did have a mask. Only when he spoke to Hashem, he removed it. Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says, "V'ru b'nei Yisrael es p'nei Moshe, ki karan or p'nei Moshe, v'heishiv Moshe es hamas v'al panav, ad bo ledaber ito." And the Jewish people saw the face of Moshe, that this face of Moshe was shining, and Moshe Rabbeinu returned the masveh to his face until coming to speak to him. So the Orachaim the Alshech asks, why does the Pasuk tell us again? It already says earlier that they saw him. So why does it have to tell us again that they saw Moshe's face was shining? And also when it says V'heishiv es hamas v'advo ledaber ito, asks the Alshech that already says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet that Ubebo Moshe, etc., yasir es hamas v'advo. And when Moshe Rabbeinu would come to speak to God, he would remove the mask. That means until now he was with a mask. So we already have, already in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, that he would have a mask when he spoke to the Jews. So why does it have to repeat it again in Pasuk Lamed Hey? It says, I'd say so. He would remove the mask until he went out. But then when he went out, it was with the mask. So again, with the Jewish people, he has a mask. So why does it have to repeat it in Pasuk Lamed Hey? And also in Pasuk Lamed Hey, as the Al Sheikh, it says, V'ro b'nei Yisrael, V'ro b'nei Yisrael is p'nei Moshe ki karan. All the Pasuk has to say is, V'ro b'nei Yisrael ki karan or p'nei Moshe. They saw that the face of Moshe is shown. Why does it first have to say, V'yiru b'nei Yisrael as p'nei Moshe, ki karan or p'nei Moshe? They saw the face of Moshe, that the face of Moshe was shining. Why don't you just say, they saw the face of Moshe was shining. And immediately you know that they saw his face. So you don't have to say first, V'ro b'nei Yisrael as p'nei Moshe. Just go straight to, they saw that his face was shining. And also, why does it say p'nei Moshe? Ki karan or p'nei Moshe. Just say, ki karan or panav. Like it says earlier in Pasuk Lamed. Rashi, Pasuk Chav Tes, writes in the Medrash Tanchuma, "Umehechan zacha Moshe lekarnei hahod." From where did Moshe merit these rays of splendor? Rabbi Seinu Amru, min hamara. Our rabbi said, Moshe received it from the cave. Shenasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu yado al panav, that Hashem placed His hand on His face. Shenamar v'sakosi kapi, I will cover you with my hand. So what does this have to do with these rays of splendor? With these rays of light? What does that have to, what does Hashem putting His hand on Moshe have to do with the rays of light? And not only that, but this is Shver, based on Rashi and Pasuk Chav Beis, because there where it says Visakosi, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Mechablim L'Chabel Tagmuna Agin B'Memri Kinu L'Derech Kovet Shal Ma'ilosh and Atzorech L'Sokech Alev B'Kaf Mamish. So the Mechablim had Rishus to be Mechabel. They had Rishus to create destruction, and therefore God had to protect him. So the Targum of Isakosi's copy is Agin B'Memri, I will guard with my words. So this is a Kinu L'Derech Kovet Shal Ma'ilosh. This is a euphemism giving honor to Hashem that He doesn't have to cover a mamish with His hand, but rather with His word. That's enough, with His word. So we see from this that there was no hand on the face of Moshe. There was just protection with God's word. So how is there going to be light on Moshe's face because of Hashem's hand when there was no hand of Hashem b'chlal? So what does Rashi mean here? That he got the light from Visakosi Kapi when there was really no Visakosi Kapi. It's just a euphemism. So we have many, many kashas, B'siyata Dishmaya, on these psukim. And B'Yitzos Hashem Darkenu, we will see a beautiful Mahalach B'Limeder in the next shir. And we'll see Niflos Mitaras Hashem B'Limeder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.